This is from the collected poems of Thomas Merton, published in 1977. And my sincerest apologies, you'll have to bear with me as it is officially allergy season. There is in all visible things an invisible fecundity, a dimmed light, a meek namelessness, a hidden wholesomeness. This mysterious unity and integrity is wisdom, the mother of all, natura naturans. There is in all things an inexhaustible sweetness and purity, a silence that is a fount of action and joy. It rises up in wordless gentleness and flows out to me from the unseen roots of all created being, welcoming me tenderly, saluting me with an indescribable humility. This is at once my own being, my own nature, and the gift of my creator's thought and art within me, speaking as Hagia Sophia, speaking as my sister, Wisdom. Surprising no one, I find silence to be challenging, unless it's on my own terms, if that makes sense. I find that I fill my days with endless podcasts or YouTube videos going on in the background. And I think part of it is to stop me from feeling so incredibly lonely. I'm home most of the day. I don't have people at work that I interact with because I am my own work. I do see healing modality practitioners on the outside world weekly, but being alone all day and being in silence can be incredibly crushing. And reading Merton's words this morning is having me reconsider why I fear the silence so much when it is what connects us to our larger world around us. And so after I press the end button on this recording, I'm going to sit in silence for 30 seconds and watch the pollinators, of which there are dozens, if not 100, buzzing around the apricot tree, and just sit in silence with them, with the window closed for a change. But that's because my neighbor Joe has a circular saw out again, and I'm very curious as to what he's doing, given that he's 90 years old and is constantly building things. So yes, here's to wisdom that can be found in silence, and hopefully connection to others, even when we feel at our most alone and lonely. Take good care of yourselves, stay hydrated, put on your SPF, please put on your SPF. I love you all so much. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you when I talk to you next. Okay, I'm back again, and I just want to say it was incredibly humbling to watch the gentle blossoms sway back and forth in this minute breeze that's happening, and to see the migrating red admiral butterflies take rest and respite in the branches, sunning themselves and gaining heat. The honeybees aren't out yet. They usually tend to come in the afternoon and the evening. So right now there's just about a dozen butterflies hanging outside my window in what is silence to me, but not silence to them. Okay, leaving for real now. I love you. Thank you again.